This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Now, we have our next guest on the phone. Actually, no, before we go to our next guest, we should actually read the message that we received. Well, it's actually a membership alert. So we've got a person that just signed up, and Antonella from Thornbury has just signed up for an individual membership to Joy. Thank you so much, Antonella. Antonella also just sent a message saying, thanks for your great work. I miss Lisa Daniels and Dee Mason. Are they both coming back? And to be honest, even I aren't sure. We're not sure about Lisa. I think Dee is still on has a show, I think, on midweek in the evenings. So if you listen out, I'm sure you'll hear Dee's voice on the air.
Yes, fingers crossed. Yeah. So, and thank you for signing up with Radiothon around the corner. Hopefully, we'll be seeing a lot of new members.
Exactly. We definitely will be encouraging a lot more membership as well in the next few weeks. So, thank you so much, Antonella.
Yes, but we do have our next guest on the line, as you mentioned, Neil. We're going to be speaking with Kate Davis, who is chatting with us about Yes, a new production by The Rabble at Arts House. And, I mean, Kate has like a great title to her name, to be honest. Multidisciplinary artist, co-artistic director of the much-acclaimed feminist avant-garde contemporary theatre company, The Rabble. And on this particular production, working extremely hard, co-creator, co-director, set and costume design.
That's a lot of hats, isn't it? So.
It's a lot. It's a balance. Kate, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
It sounds like you've had a busy couple of months or more.
I know. When you were reading that, I was just thinking about all the jobs that I'm about to do this week in terms of we're bumping in tomorrow. So, so I was just trying to take deep breaths as you're listening.
So there's definitely a lot more to come then, Kate, too, then.
And so we'll try not to induce a panic attack before the interview.
Thank you.
Kate, I mean, there's lots to talk about with this particular production, but for anyone that's not familiar with your background and also The Rabble, could you tell us a little bit about your journey through the arts and then, I guess, what brought you to The Rabble and what it means for Melbourne Theatre?
Yeah, sure. I guess it kind of tracks back to when I met Emma Valente, who is the other co-artistic director of The Rabble. We met at university at Swinburne when there was a course called Small Companies in Community Theatre. It no longer exists, like a lot of theatre courses in the country. So we met there, and we actually started creating work through a smaller company together. And that was the late 90s, so 98. We started another company and continued to work together and other artists until we got to around 2006 when we created The Rabble. So Emma and I are both the co-artistic directors but also the designers of all of the work in The Rabble, and we've been working together for about 20 years. So really it's kind of our company, and then we have this incredible ensemble of actors and performers that we've worked with since 2006. So this is the 16th year, if I've got my math correct, of The Rabble, which is kind of insane and rare. And like, I'm, you know, it's an incredible relationship to have with a fellow artist like Emma that we've worked together for such a long time, but also our practices have kind of evolved over that time as we've matured as well. Now we're in the 16th year. We're still making work. I'm touching all the wood. I don't know how, but it's happening.
And so,
So,
I mean, The Rabble have a really great reputation, and you make very ambitious and sort of political works. What kind of stories are you looking for when you create these theatre shows?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think I think it's really shifted over time, which you would expect in a long kind of arts practice. And of late, it feels like, you know, the last couple of works, especially our last production, Unwoman, which was late 2019, definitely was a desire to really further investigate the pregnant body and motherhood and bodily autonomy. And that, I guess, making a show for us is kind of asking questions. It's like, what do we want to question? What are we unsure about? What do we want to investigate? And in that example was all around the body. And so I guess for now, Yes is a very, I guess, particular project because it's slightly different to that because it's been cancelled so many times as well, like through this whole experience of the pandemic. The work keeps morphing and shifting and reacting to what is happening around us. So it's a very, it feels far more fluid, I guess, in regards to content. But it's really each time it's whatever we're interested in the moment. And that sounds kind of strangely organic, but it is actually how we come to the new work. It's like, what do we want to ask questions about? And that changes depending where we are, you know, in time, if that makes any sense.
It does, yeah. And I think I saw that like one of the descriptors for this particular show, Yes, was that it's investigating the impossible task of seeking the truth and power, consent and knowledge. I mean, it sounds like, as you said, very relevant topics in this like age of information where it's also very hard to know what's true and what's not, even though there is so much information. With that in mind, can you tell us a little bit about what Yes is and what we can expect?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm still getting to know it as well. Like I just said, it's like this ever-evolving beast of a show. And I guess we set out to make this work before the pandemic, and really as an investigation of that word yes, and how, and through power structures, through consent, and really trying to understand the word yes and what if the show was question and answer form. Like, what does that do theatrically? What does that do to the performers? And so we really started improvising as per our kind of normal methodology of devising work, but using the word yes and question and answers. And kind of through that, we slowly started to evolve the work. And then in that first development, we got shut down for the first time in March 2020. And it's just, I can't just tell you how surreal it is to be making work alongside these this kind of event, but all the events, because we propose this work in a Trump era as well, and so much of that has changed as well. And so the things that we set out to do in that very first development and ideas that still exist in the work that's about to be shown in, you know, 2 weeks' time, has actually changed meaning. And like it's quite remarkable to be making something that is forever changing meaning. And so this work has been quite a difficult one to make because it's constantly shifting and we're constantly trying to find out what it is, like what is the form of this show and what does it mean to say yes. It's quite an abstract world that we're creating, and we're really asking the audience to imagine a lot of things, and it's quite surreal.
I was just going to say that does sound really quite intriguing. So, and I suppose as you work on it, Kate, does that open up, you know, sort of, I suppose, more dimensions to your work, basically, or do you have to sort of at some point say, okay, we've got enough to work with, basically?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sooner or later, like at the moment, yes, it's actually quite heavy in terms of text. Like normally, the Rabble's work is not that text heavy. It's more from the body and it's more image based. And this work definitely is like a text driven work, and especially around the word yes and around questions and answers and two performers really interrogating each other through this word. So that is a very different, I guess, rabble work, so to speak. But we definitely have created the work and we're understanding what it is. But I think it's just interesting for an audience to get a sense of process of something like this, because meaning has changed so much. So it's interesting to see what the finished piece is and how it resonates to now and 2 years ago. I think it's interesting to have a sense of time when you're looking at this new work that we've made.
Okay. So now where is this show actually? Where is the performances? Sorry, I'll get my words out eventually.
It's going to be on at Arts House, which is really exciting, in the main hall there. And yeah, we bump in tomorrow and open on April 1st.
Oh, okay. And do you have a couple of preview shows? Is that right? Or
yes, we do. We have two previews prior to opening.
Okay. Yeah. Otherwise, the season is from the 1st to the 10th of April.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And you can just go on to the Arts House website to get tickets from that. Well, all the best with the show, Kate.
Yeah, it sounds really interesting. Thank you. Sounds like it's going to be have a lot of tension and. I'm very curious to come along and see.
And hopefully, yes, you've got a lot of things on your plate. Hopefully, you're not going to be adding anything more, basically, to it. And it all goes well for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for the show.
No problems at all. Thanks very much. We've been talking to Kate Davis, the co-director of Yes at By the Rabble at Heart Arts House in North Melbourne. You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.